The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence in You presents the old-time radio.
Mr. Kingston, you must be lucky at everything else. You certainly have no luck at all with cards.
You don't have to tell me that, Miss Gaines. I suppose you want the diamond right away.
Oh, your IOU will be good enough until morning. I trust you, Mr. Kingston. Until tomorrow morning. Come in.
You want it for something, Miss Gaines?
Yes, Harry, come in. Both of you.
Yes, you too, sir. You want this guy watched, Miss Gaines?
Definitely. Neither you nor Bill is to let him out of your sight. One of you stays with him all the time. He just lost the Westfield diamond to me, boys, and he doesn't have it with him.
Now, look here. There's no need to have these men guard me until morning, Miss Gaines. I can get the Westfield diamond for you tonight.
Can you?
I left it with Boston Blackie this afternoon for safekeeping. I can get it from him tonight, right away, in fact.
Why, that's splendid. But there's no real rush, Mr. Kingston. Suppose you go out into the dining room and have dinner. Anything you want. It's on house.
It'll still be an awfully expensive meal, but thank you.
Then later tonight, Harry and Bill will go with you to get the diamond from your friend Blackie. If you'll excuse me now, Mr. Kingston, I have to go out and see how the gaming tables are doing. I'll see you later.
Of course.
Harry, you or Bill stay with him during dinner.
Sure, nobody likes to eat alone. Now, you lost the Westfield diamond, Mr. Kingston, but you haven't lost your appetite, have you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, come on, let's eat.
All right.
Coming, Bill?
Yeah, as soon as I make a phone call.
All right. What do we begin with, Kingston? Jerry Jones.
All right.
Boston Blackie?
Yes?
I want to give you a little tip. Your friend Charlie Kingston gambled the Westfield Diamond in a game with Elizabeth Gaines and lost. And at 11 o'clock, he's coming to your apartment with a couple of guys to get that diamond.
Yes?
Yeah. I got an idea how you and me could make some money, Blackie. Suppose when Kingston and these guys get up to your apartment, the Westfield Diamond isn't there.
And now, meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
Fifty-one Sunset Parkway, good evening. Oh, hello, Martha, just a minute. I'm ringing 11B. Martha, I'll call you back later. The board's awfully busy right now. 51 Sunset Parkway, good evening. Oh, they're out just now. You're welcome. Oh, is something I can do for you, sir?
Yeah. Boston Blackie in?
No, he isn't.
Where is he, you know?
Well, he went out just a few minutes ago to mail a letter.
Thanks. That's all I wanted to know.
Don't move.
Well, Inspector Faraday.
I'm well. But when I get through with you, Blackie, you're not going to be. You live here, don't you?
I confess. Arrest me. I do live here.
Don't be smart. Look over there at that switchboard.
Huh? Hey, what's the matter with Suzanne?
The same thing that's the matter with any corpse. She's dead. Stabbed right through the heart. And the elevator man says you were the last person he saw talking to her. Now, maybe you know something. Maybe you don't. But you're going up to your apartment and stay there till I clear up this murder.
You mean I'm not to get out of this building for 10 or 20 years?
Look, no jokes, wise guy. And no trick escapes either. I've got cops guarding every exit. So don't get restless and do any walking.
If I do any walking, Faraday, it'll be in my sleep. I've got a bad cold and I'm going to bed. I'm coming.
Hello, Blackie.
Hello, Charlie. What time is it?
It's not late, about a half hour to midnight. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, that's okay. Come on in. Police still downstairs?
Yes, but I don't care about the police. I want that stuff of mine you put in your safe.
Oh, sure.
You two men wait out here.
I think we'll come in.
Who are your friends, Charlie?
They work for Elizabeth Gaines. I lost the Westfield Diamond to Elizabeth Gaines in a card game tonight.
Yeah, and we're here to see that he gets it.
Blackie, open your safe, will you?
Oh, sure, Charlie. I ought to forget the combination and open the safe by ear. Just practice. There, brother.
Thanks, Blackie.
Here's the stuff you asked me to put in the safe,
right? I don't want these papers, just the diamond.
What diamond?
The Westfield Diamond. I gave it to you this afternoon.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. Who are you kidding?
Blackie, by heaven's sake, will you give me my diamond? The diamond I left with you. You put it in the safe here. I saw you do it.
You must be out of your mind, Charlie. You didn't give me any diamond.
You put it in the safe. I saw you do it.
Well, look for yourself. It isn't here.
Blackie, this is serious. I have to have that diamond.
I think we'd all better be serious. Bill.
Yeah, Harry?
I'm taking Kingston back to Miss Gaines. You get this place for going over until you find where Blackie's hidden that stone.
Sure thing.
Come on, Kingston.
Wait.
Come on.
Wait. Blackie, please. Where's the diamond?
I'm sorry, Charlie. I don't know. I never saw it.
Come on, Kingston. We're wasting time.
All right. But I don't understand this. I just don't understand.
Find that diamond, Bill. You have to tear this place apart.
You bet.
Well, where do you want to begin tearing, Bill?
Now, you know I'm not going to waste my time doing that, Blackie. Not after our phone conversation. Where'd you hide the diamond?
What diamond?
What diamond? Take this diamond. I called you up and tipped you that he lost it to my boss.
Oh, you were the one who called.
Yeah. Where'd you hide it, Blackie? I know where we can get maybe $50,000 for it.
Well, that's fine, Bill, except for one thing. I don't have the stone.
Now, look. I don't like double crosses.
Well, start hating yourself right away, then. Oh, kind of quick with a gun, aren't you, Bill?
You better be just as quick with that diamond. This gun will make a hole in one. One Boston Blackie.
I guess I lead a lucky life.
Don't yell for help. Just ask who it is.
Sure. Who is it?
Faraday.
Inspector Faraday?
Sure.
What I mean, kid? Inspector Faraday of the police?
Open up, Blackie.
Okay, Blackie, you're lucky this time. I'm getting out of here.
There's a back exit through the kitchen and out into the service hall.
Open up, Blackie!
Right away. What's the matter, Faraday? Were you afraid I'd skip out?
I want to talk to you.
Lonesome.
Look, wise guy, somebody killed that girl downstairs, and I'm trying to find out who he is.
Faraday, you have trouble finding out who you are. Don't bother me, will you?
Well, this is bothering me. I've been checking into the girl's life, and she didn't know any wrong guys.
She knew me, but only to speak to.
Look, Blackie, this isn't funny. Where were you tonight?
You won't believe me if I tell you.
Well, at least somebody will be telling me something. Maybe I'd enjoy hearing a good story.
Charlie Kingston played cards with Elizabeth Gaines tonight and lost the Westfield Diamond.
Ha-ha. What's the punchline?
Well, the game had to be crooked. So when one of Miss Gaines' little playmates called me up and told me Charlie had lost the stone, I put the diamond in an envelope and mailed it to myself in care of general delivery.
Is that what you were doing just before you came in tonight?
I was gone about an hour. After I mailed the letter, I went to a newsreel theater. But cheer up, Faraday. As soon as I get Charlie and his diamond straightened out, I'll solve the girl's murder for you.
You're not so smart, Blackie. You mailed that diamond to yourself to keep it away from the Gaines gal's little boys. But what are you going to do with it next?
Well, I sat right down and wrote myself a letter. When I get the diamond, I'll think of your question and sit right down and write myself an answer.
Yes, come in.
Westfield. Come in.
How's everything, Kingston?
Everything's fine, Westfield.
You seem a little nervous. What's the matter?
Nothing. I've got company in the next room.
Well, I've got a little surprise for you.
Oh?
I'm ready to buy back my diamond. When can I have it?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know? Look here. What's wrong?
I don't know what's wrong, Westfield. The diamond's lost. Well, it isn't lost, really. I know where it should be, but I don't know where it is.
Look here, Kingston. I sold you that diamond for $100,000 with a provision that I could buy it back at a profit any time within 6 months. We made that a written agreement.
Well, a woman named Elizabeth Gaines owns it now.
How can she own it? You had no right to sell it to anyone until my option ran out.
She understands about the option that you have on it, Westfield. You can buy it back from her under the same arrangement.
A woman named Elizabeth Gaines owns my diamond now.
Yes, but it won't be any good to see her, Westfield. She doesn't have it.
She doesn't have it either? Look here, Kingston, what's going on?
I don't know.
Well, I do. You're trying to hold out on me. That diamond is rightfully mine. And I won't stop at anything to get it back.
Good morning, Blackie.
Hello, Faraday. What are you doing at the post office? Trying to find the cause of death in the dead letter department?
You thought you were full of fast on me, didn't you, Blackie? Well, it isn't there.
What isn't where?
That time that you said you sent yourself last night in care of General Delivery. I just asked for it.
Good boy, Faraday. You never disappoint me. You always do exactly what I think of
you. I might have known you were lying.
I wasn't lying. It's there now, but under the name of John Q. Jones. Come on in, I'll show you. How are you doing on the murder of the switchboard operator?
I'm about ready to mark that one unsolved. I can't find one clue.
Well, don't mark it yet, Faraday. If I have 10 minutes to spare this afternoon, I'll solve it for you. Here's the general delivery window.
Yep.
Do you have a letter here for John Q. Jones?
John Q. Jones?
Yes, John Q. Jones.
Well, we did have, but John Q. Jones called for his letter a half hour ago.